This week represents a rare victory for Australian sovereignty. A victory for common sense, decency, and humanity. And a victory against the sprawling monster of unelected, unaccountable foreign bureaucrats at the United Nations World Health Organization. You'll recall the World Health Organization proposed to change their health regulations that guide member states in the event of a disease outbreak like COVID, from guiding member states to being mandatory on member states, including Australia. This would have represented a complete destruction of Australian sovereignty and a fundamental reimagining of the powers of the World Health Organization. Last December, the Liberal National Morrison-Joyce government voted in favour of these changes, yet many sensible countries voted against, and the proposal was lost. Undaunted, the United Nations World Health Organization tried again this year. After months of heavy criticism, one nation and those opposing these measures have had a huge win. The final report from the International Health Regulations Review Committee, released this week, has dropped the proposed changes. The United Nations World Health Organization will remain an advisory body. Dystopian demands, such as allowing the World Health Organization to make binding health orders, overriding state and federal control, have been tossed out. This includes the proposed powers that would have allowed the World Health Organization to control systems for proof of vaccination or vaccination status, quarantine procedures, citizen travel and mobility, forced vaccination, lockouts, lockdowns, mandatory detention, and other completely unacceptable infringements on people. Gone is the universal health passport or vaccine passport that was going to control the ability of citizens to travel between countries in a permanent capacity. It was decided that this would raise ethical and discriminatory concerns. A global digital vaccine passport will no longer be developed under the committee's powers for now. The committee will remain confined to actual public health emergencies rather than potential health risks undefined. Removing the widely held fear that their scope could be extended to climate lockdowns and other human rights abuses, which would have been possible because the United Nations World Health Organization had proposed to remove human rights completely from the regulations. After a backlash, the committee now strongly recommends the retention of the existing text, which is, quote, full respect for the dignity, human rights, and fundamental freedoms of persons as an overarching principle. This is a critical backdown. The World Health Organization committee working on these changes has just recommitted to its fundamental human rights pledge in defiance of the proposed amendments. The findings of the committee agreed with the concerns that one nation raised regarding threats to sovereignty. In their final report, the committee said it was, quote, concerned that the proposals may unduly impinge on the sovereignty of state parties and make recommendations binding instead of voluntary. In the end, the committee validated the fears raised on the international stage and within what's left of the free press. Fears I raised and for which I was called a conspiracy theorist. I was correct. Their decision to throw out this attempt to grab power from sovereign governments is a crucial first step in stopping unelected global bureaucracies from overstepping their purpose. Pauline Hanson first raised the United Nations treasonous work in Parliament in 1996, 27 years ago. In my first Senate speech in 2016, I called for Australia to exit the United Nations, Aus exit. We've been so strongly outspoken against ceding Australian sovereignty to the unhinged United Nations World Economic Forum Alliance that the World Economic Forum recently specifically called us out. We're getting under their skin. This fight is not over. All of the terrifying proposed powers that have been summarily rejected this week are duplicated in the proposed United Nations World Health Organization Pandemic Treaty. The Pandemic Treaty is a second attempt to turn World Health Organization into the World Health Police. The Pandemic Treaty is alive and well, sitting in the system, waiting for our so-called leaders to sign. If the Pandemic Treaty were to be approved, it would enforce all of the binding health powers that others in World Health Organization have just rejected. What a mess. The United Nations World Health Organization is too big, too bureaucratic, too removed from the people it's supposed to help. It's corrupt, incompetent, dishonest, and above all else, too close to the big pharmaceutical industry. The next step to protect Australia's health sovereignty is to make sure that the Pandemic Treaty is completely rejected and that the Prime Minister does not sign it. For concerned Australians who have written to their members of Parliament and who received a stock reply saying the treaty has to go through Parliament first, that's actually not true. The World Health Organization pandemic treaty includes a provision that it becomes binding on Australia the moment our World Health Organization representative signs it. No parliamentary oversight required. Well, screw that. One Nation's work continues.
Authorised Malcolm Roberts, Brisbane.